Okay, this hour we'll take your phone calls with Christian Wild. We'll also, of course, talk more with him about the things he's been working on. So we'll do all that when we come right back on Coast to Coast AM. So, Christian, how do you reduce your CRP levels if they're high?
Well, there's the big problem, because now we know beyond a doubt, because when I first wrote Hidden Causes of Heart Attack and Stroke, I made the subtitle, Inflammation, Cardiology's New Frontier.
That's right.
That was the beginning. Now we know there's you hear the word inflammation everywhere you turn. It's in the newspapers. It's on television. Inflammation is the killer. It's the heat. And so anything you can do, and I'll share some things with you, to lower your CRP is critical. Probably more important than cholesterol.
So that would include turmeric.
Turmeric is a tremendous fighter of inflammation and therefore would lower CRP. And when you add the other elements to it, you are just synergizing and developing yourself the best possible chance of keeping it. Now, arthritis can raise it. A cold can raise it. Obesity can raise it. Smoking, for sure. These are all factors that, and if you don't know what your CRP is, your chance of increasing your heart attack risk
goes way up.
It is inflammation, basically. Even the statin drugs, they found out by mistake, the statin drugs lowers
CRP?
Inflammation. So when you hear people say that lives were saved on statin drugs, a great percentage of those saved that did not have heart attacks were because of the advantage of lowering inflammation. You know, George, I liken this field of regenerative medicine to having a favorite old car that had excellent paint and upholstery was good. Your dog didn't chew it up. And you just love it. And in spite of the fact that it's got 120,000 miles on it.
And it's paid for.
It's paid for it on the odometer. You don't want to cash it in for the clunkers deal. So now the transmission goes out. And so if you simply replace that transmission, you could get another 100,000 miles of service. So what if medical science, using stem cell technology like we're talking about tonight, could replace your body's transmission, which is your kidney or your liver. Put you back on the road, George. You got another 100,000 miles.
That's exactly
20
right.
to 40 more years to annoy your family.
Yeah, but do they want people to live that long, Christian?
They don't. Here's the good news and the bad news. The good news is we can have you live to 150. The bad news is we don't want you around. We don't have any water for you.
We're not going to pay. Can you imagine a guy collecting Social Security until they're 150?
Well, you can't even get a job. So here's the guy. He says, good, here, I'm ready to go. I'm going to be 150 years older. Well, we can't feed you. We don't have any water for you. We have no insurance. And we can't get a job for you. So what good is it? So that's the good news. And that's the bad news.
I would be.
The world is overpopulated.
If you had me out to about 150, that would be about the year 2100.
That's what it would come
2100, I'd be up there still doing
would
the show.
Would you still be doing the show, George?
Yeah, but I'd be sounding like this. And let's go now to Christian. I'm not sure I'd still be doing the show. Hey, let me ask you one more question. We'll take some phone calls. Lydia sends me an email and wants to know, how do you reduce naturally blood pressure if it's too high?
Well, that's so tricky. I'll tell you why. We talked about it once or twice. I'll tell you why it's serious. It's a silent killer. And people do not, if I ever said to take a medication, it's probably best taken to control your blood pressure.
She's 180 over 100. That's high, isn't it?
180 over 100. Okay, now if she's lost weight, if she's cut the salt back in her diet, if she's exercising, and she still has familiar heart high blood pressure, you don't want to fool with it, particularly when you think you're calm and you take it in the morning and you've got a pretty good reading. In the course of the day, when you have a catastrophe happen or
you get stressed.
You get stressed and check it then, and it's through the roof. But the point is, the damage that you are thinking you might do by taking a mild blood pressure medication, like lisinopril, side effects are very light compared to some of the others.
Right.
What you're doing is protecting your arteries, you're protecting yourself from a stroke, you're protecting all kind of disadvantages.
That's also a dilator, isn't it? Vascular dilator?
That's true.
That helps. Let's take some calls here. So, but naturally, there's not much you're saying you can do.
I don't want to trust it.
All right, I see.
I don't want to. Okay, the biggest thing of all, lose the weight.
Really?
Oh, that's the biggest thing of all.
All right, let's go to the state of Washington, Mike, west of the Rockies. Go ahead, Mike. Get us
George,
going.
How are you, buddy?
Good.
Thank God that I made it through. Hey, listen, first off, stay away from the Ouija boards.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, listen, Chris, I just want to say it's nice to hear somebody that can see another avenue. I'm 68 years old, and I've been in alternative medicine since I was in my 20s and 30s. Anyway, I found out when I was 64 that I had prostate cancer. And, you know, my urologist wanted me to get into
seeds,
chemo and the rest of it, and seeds, and I didn't do it. I followed what was best for me. I have people praying over me, and I have my great Almighty God, Jesus Christ, up in heaven, all the angels,
and
people praying over me with faith.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened is, I'm 68 now. I'm still here, but I fell off the alternative method wagon, mm-hmm. and so I'm trying to get back on it. And so I'm always looking for, you know, different avenues.
Well, how many years ago did they diagnose it?
That was since when I was 64.
And again, you said you're how old?
I'm 68 now.
So 4 years.
And what happened is I've got my PSA went up, you know, quite a bit. And my regular doctor I got now, he's not into alternative. And he keeps telling me where I'm going to die, but, you know, I'm still here, thank God. And I haven't had any real... hard symptoms of anything other than, you know, just trying to stay on this alternative track and prayer. And I've used milk thistle, you know,
yes.
Graviola.
Yes.
And then I've used garlic. And, of course, I was also into the broncoli. But I fell off
that's
that.
Good.
So I'm always open.
That's smart.
And also, I like to try to contact you some way or another.
All right, let me help, see if I can share some information with you.
Yeah.
It's not so much the PSA that's important. It's the Gleason score. That's the one that's more definitive. And if you are, all of that you're doing is wonderful, but you're missing the main ingredient. That's turmeric.
Yeah.
Okay?
Got to have it.
You got to have the turmeric because, as we said earlier, I can probably point you to 3 or 4 studies that say turmeric with cauliflower and broccoli, or broccoli, but I think cauliflower, the compound that's in it, is what they found at Rutgers and 2 or 3 other universities. Give yourself that advantage and keep praying.
Well, can people email you through your website?
Yeah.
MyHeartBook.com. So that's how you do it, Mike.
Yeah.
MyHeartBook.com. Cindy.
So if they send it to you, you forward it to
them. Oh, no, don't send it to me. Cindy in Cedar City, Utah. I get too many as it is. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there, George. And I just had the procedure where you go up the leg. I can't remember what it is. Catheterization.
Angiogram with a catheterization?
Yeah, the angio.
Sure.
This is about the 7th one I've had.
Mm-hmm.
I had, I arrested 3 times in 92 and aspirated into my lungs.
Mm-hmm.
And this time when they went in, they said that the major artery on the right.
The right side, main artery, the RCA?
Yes, on the right side of my heart is too narrow. And
they can't put
any stents in, and a third of the bottom.
What about bypass? And
would
they do
I
that?
Don't,
you don't
no.
want that. You don't
let
want
me ask
that.
You again now. Let me ask you this. They told you it was too narrow to put a stent in?
To put any stents in, yes. They said more than one third of the bottom of my
heart.
The muscle tissue is completely dead.
Well, there are interventional cardiologists who are superb they can actually get in to just about any artery.
She's in Utah. Know anybody out that way?
In Utah. You know what? I'll have to talk to Billy Armour because he knows every doctor in Utah.
Go to myheartbook.com, send him an email, and let me tell you something about Christian Wild. He follows up on this. He has
my
literally
life has spent doing that. I live afraid that my conscience will destroy me.
You have taken care of. Just give us an example. Tell us what you did for just one Coast to Coast listener. take one of them.
Well, let's see. Once I commit to them, when they get turned down and they're going to die and they're told, but there are one or two doctors say you're not going to make it through the summer, I go to bat for them and I try to get them in one of the FDA trials. And I have a good rapport with the leaders of those trials. And I know what the entrance criteria is.
And what's happened to some of them that you've taken care of?
Okay, well, how about just the ones on your show?
All right.
We know about Billy, who had six heart attacks when he called Tom. Tom was getting off the air, and he said, hey, do me a favor, Christian, talk to this guy. He's in real trouble. So I talked to Billy, and I said, well, okay, Billy, I'll make you a deal. You sound like a nice guy, and I will take whatever time it takes. I won't drop it. And so it took 2 years. And then about the end of that two-year period, he had another heart attack. So now he's got seven heart attacks.
Jeez.
He's listening tonight, and
he's still out there pumping now.
Yeah,
huh?
I got him to the University of Utah, where my friend Dr. Amit Patel did a miraculous procedure for him. And then there's Ron Furstad. Ron called tonight because he was looking on the internet and saw it. Now he's the guy that had four heart attacks, was pronounced dead.
Was he the one who could barely walk?
Oh, he couldn't walk to the front door without being totally, totally exhausted.
And winded and everything else.
I don't think he'd mind if I told you this, but he and his wife Shirley had actually gone to Costco and picked out a coffin.
Jeez.
I mean, that's how dire his condition was.
Costco sells coffins?
Yeah. So now he's dancing 4 hours a night. You heard me say, he comes on and tells you, I'm dancing 4 hours a night with my wife. He wanted to be a ballroom dancer. So I don't think he's going to make Dancing with the Stars, but he's, you know, he's just doing great.
That's fantastic.
But there's so many, and if I may say that, they're, I don't know, I'm not a doctor. I have to be careful.
You're a journalist.
Yeah.
You're a journalist.
You and I, we're not doctors, but.
Yeah, but you've got contacts in this field way beyond what I have.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's go to first-time caller Larry in Buffalo, New York. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, you guys are the best.
Thank you, Larry.
I just wanted to let Christian Wild know and you, George, that you guys gave me hope. When I was 28 years old, I had a severe heart attack. I lost 50% of my heart. And when I was 40, I had another heart attack. And I'm down to like 20% now.
Where do you live?
I live in New York.
He's
Buffalo.
In Buffalo.
And, boy, that show, when you started talking about the turmeric and cool cayenne and the stem cells.
You remember that, huh?
There was actually hope for me.
And you've been doing that, Larry? You've been using this?
I'm using the cool cayenne and the turmeric. And
excellent. You feel better?
I'm a little better, but yeah. I still have that underlying problem. It's so hard to get into these trials. I tried.
And how old are you?
How old are you, Larry?
I'm 50.
Oh, you're a young man.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, here, we got several trials. People are out of money. These trials, I mean, it's criminal that these people who have already proven.
That they work.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have two or three I hear from that say we're going to get funding. Maybe in 5 months we'll get some funding. And so I want you, Larry, to give Tom your phone number.
Okay.
And I'm going to follow up. You sound like a great guy.
Well, thank you.
But if you're ejected, I want to tell you this. There are probably, without exaggeration, seven people that I have talked through that could not get into the trials that I have suggested a formula.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, every single one of them their doctors have said, what has happened to your ejection fraction?
Really?
Because it's gone up 15 or 20 points.
I tell my doctors about this cool crayon and the turmeric. And
they don't know, do they?
They don't know. They don't know.
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, Larry. We're going to get your phone number.
Well, I want you to start taking a lot of turmeric.
Get it to Christian and see what you can do for him. All right?
You will shrink the size of that enlarged heart.
With you call it what, the infraction? What is that? The
ejection fraction.
Okay,
the functionality of your left.
80% is considered the highest,
that's
right?
That's good. That's real good.
Yeah, okay.
And that's probably what you got.
I hope so.
I do, too.
I hope I'm not down to 10.
I want to talk to you 10 years from now.
Let's go to Riverside, California. CJ, you're up with us. Go ahead, CJ.
Yes, George Christian. I got two quick questions, one
sure.
for Christian and one for George. Christian, my mom is 78 years old. She lives in Boise, Idaho, and she has this, it's called cardiac amyloidosis.
Yes.
It's like a enzyme that got in her heart muscle, and now she has two leaking heart valves, and her heart's working
It's like a parasite, right?
Well, it's like an enzyme in her blood it's in her blood, but got in her heart. And then on top of that, the specialist said, well, they pulled some bone marrow out, and now she has bone marrow cancer.
Mm.
So she has like two terrible things, you know, that she's fighting right now. And she just started chemotherapy of a little over a week ago, and she's taking this, it's called REVLIMID.
Mm-mm. Well, let me make a suggestion to you.
Yes.
This is scientific. This isn't, you know, hocus pocus.
Yeah.
Talk to your oncologist.
Uh-huh.
And say Cedars-Sinai and Sloan Kettering and Johns Hopkins and all the major universities are using turmeric with chemotherapy and are getting a much better result.
Uh-huh. Well, would stem cells help my mom for her condition at all? Or?
Well, I think the first thing they're going to have to do is knock out that.
Yeah, they're doing that. She's taking these two different medicines. It's like 21 days on and then 7 days off.
I'll give you an example. I have some charts where they came out of MD Anderson Cancer Clinic. They've been very good to me, Dr. Agarwal.
Coming up to the break here, Chris.
Okay. We'll hold till after the break. And then I want to talk to you about what's going on for the Wounded Warriors.
Okay.
I think that's important.
All right. And I'll get CJ's question, too, when we come right back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Our special guest for the first couple hours, Christian Wild. We're taking your calls. By the way, Larry just left his phone number with Tom. We're going to get it to you, Christian. And he broke down crying because he said, I never thought there'd be hope. We'll be back. And one of the wonders of this program, when something breaks, we'll have it for you probably first, as most of the world is asleep, like the earthquake and tsunami that hit Japan. Science advisor and head of the EnterpriseMission.com, Richard C. Hoagland with us. A major story going to be announced on Wednesday. NASA announcing something, Richard, about Jupiter and its moon Europa.
My favorite little moon Europa, which I've only had a love affair with for the last 32 years, as you just found out. 32 years ago, based on some remarkable data that I saw with Carl Sagan and a bunch of other folks live at JPL, I wrote an article for Star and Sky magazine, which instantly, even in the days before Facebook and Twitter and social media and all that, got an AP reporter really excited. He wrote a big story about it, went around the world. Hoagland, you know, scientist Hoagland predicts life under the oceans of Europa.
That's right. I remember.
And tomorrow, NASA's holding this big press conference, not letting anybody know what they found about Europa. But the space.com story is dripping, I couldn't resist that, with clues that they might have found something in the organic chemistry on the surface, which echoes what I wrote about 32 years ago that they should find if they simply looked.
Good for you, Richard. And you put us miles ahead of everybody else with this. Thank you.
We try.
You got it. Richard C. Hoagland, our science advisor and head of the EnterpriseMission.com. That's why he makes the big bucks. He does this for free, by the way. Okay, we'll come back in a moment with CJ's question and more with Christian Wild and your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. And next hour, Anthony Sanchez joins us with his work. He claims that he has found a colonel, retired, with an incredible story, and you're going to hear about it here on Coast to Coast AM. Christian Wild with us. Let's go back to CJ in Riverside, California. CJ, you had a question for me, and are you all set with Christian, or do you have any more questions for him?
Yeah, well, he was saying the Tumorac would help my mom. Even at this stage, it's you could start that at any time, right?
Can't hurt.
Yeah, right. But you need to discuss it with the oncologist. The oncologist very well may say, yes, it enhances. It also takes away some of the toxic effect of chemo. But,
okay.
Yeah.
And then the quick question, George, I wanted you to please put my mom on the Friday prayer list, and I want to ask everybody to just take a few seconds and say a prayer for my mom.
Sure. Well, what's her name, CJ?
Okay, I'll give her first and her middle name.
Just the first name. All I need.
Okay, her name is Darlene.
Okay.
And she's in Boise, Idaho, and she's 78 years old, and she's all worried just like I am, and I didn't know what to do, so that's why I called.
Okay, we'll do it. Hey, everything helps, believe me. It's a prayer list we do on Fridays, Christian, because I think that consciousness really does work.
The power of prayer.
Yeah, the power of prayer, the power of the inner self. And we've had people email me with incredible results after they've gone on the list.
You know how many major universities, I think it's over 200 studies have been done on spirituality and disease? And prayer, and how people who have a belief do much, much better than people that don't. So reaching to a higher power, very important in the healing process and in medicine.
We even had somebody wanted their pet cat on the list.
Why not?
And it worked for a long, long time.
You know, George, I was lying there listening to you a week ago, and I was thinking to myself, it just came through my mind that you really provide a service. I'm trying to envision people who are shut-ins or people who are lonely or having terrible times or are estranged from their families or whatever reason. And here comes George Norrie with that pumping music, bam, bam, bam. And it's like, here we go. I mean, you transfix them out of the norm and give them a real boost.
Well, we all go for this ride. And, you know, one of the reasons, Christian, that we are live on holidays, it's because of that.
You know,
it's important to be there when people don't have family. They don't have, a lot of people or resources. Mm-hmm. I want them to be able to have something on a holiday.
Yeah.
And that's this radio program. And,
you know, I wanted to mention that when you see anybody sees Gary Sinise or...
Oh, we just had Gary on the air about a month and a half ago.
Oh, maybe I can find that. But Gary or Trace Atkins or anybody working for the Wounded Warriors, please help them. I want to tell you that the government has put $250 million into some of this regenerative medicine. They're doing all they can. And I want to tell you that, for instance, at University of Pittsburgh, they have actually taken a young Marine who lost his right hand, in service in, I believe, Afghanistan. They have successfully implanted a cadaver hand on his arm.
No way.
And it is functioning.
No way.
Exceptionally good.
Can you believe that?
They're building, here's how they build an ear. They make a mold of an ear and start injecting it with stem cells. And as Dr. Atala has said, that your body's, those stem cells know exactly what they're supposed to do. Put them in the right environment.
And they go to work for you.
And they'll go to work for you. Now, that reminds me of this. When I asked Dr. Doris Taylor, when I was at the International Stem Cell Conference a few years ago at Columbia University, and we were talking, and I said, what's the role How do you foresee the role of the stem cell scientist? She thought for a second, and she said, the role of the scientist is to provide the body with the tools it needs and then to step back.
And let it happen.
And let it happen.
So well done.
Now listen, this is something really amazing. It is imminent that within the next weeks or couple of months, I shouldn't be so specific, there will be an announcement that a cadaver human heart has been brought back to life.
How long has it been dead?
Probably not too long.
I'm sure they freeze it, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phone, Salt Lake City, Utah. Sean's turn on Coast to Coast. Hey, Sean. Good evening.
Hey, George. Before I ask Christian a question, I wanted to remind you, George, I called the other day and I mentioned about my buddy from Iraq that took the
yes. I'm glad because you're gonna put you on hold and we lost you, so
yeah.
We're gonna
yeah.
get you again. Okay, great.
That's absolutely yeah. I just wanted to make sure you'll so I can stay. It just hung up and then I was like, what? You weren't there anymore.
Okay, so go ahead, I'll put you on hold right after that.
Great, okay. So here's my question. My life has consisted of, in my entire life, of wanting to be a firefighter and playing hockey. And I played hockey all the way up into college, and I became a firefighter, and I got cancer for a second time and had some problems with, you know, cancer is gone at the moment, but I have severe bone decay, avascular necrosis.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's so bad that I can't walk. And I have a hard time trying to even adjust to this fact that it's gone. They're saying it's just dead for good. I'll never play hockey again. I'll never be a firefighter again. And it just breaks my heart. It kills me. And I wanted to know if there's anything I can do about that, because I've been thinking about stem cell research lately, and I've tried to research, but I don't have the internet because of bill issues. I can't research it a lot, but I mean, I would be anyone's guinea pig if they think they could get me to be able to get back in a firehouse and get back on the ice.
You posing that to me or to George?
Yeah, to you, Christian. Do you know if that's possible to avascular necrosis? I don't know if you're familiar with that.
I am.
But I am. Are you? Okay.
I'll tell you what I want you to do. You see, you're not on the internet. Can you get to a friend's house or can you get to?
I can get to I go up to Huntsman Cancer Institute for my doctor's appointments, and there's internet there I can use.
I want you to do this. You're talking about necrosis. Necrosis means it's a death of a... But I want to tell you, turmeric, one of the ways it works, that's called apoptosis, and that means cell death. And that is what they hope to attain when they give somebody chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's done naturally with turmeric. Now,
if I was told I had cancer, knock on wood...
Yeah.
I would be pelting myself with turmeric.
I would be, absolutely. And I want to give you this positive piece of information. When you go to that computer, I want you to go to clinicaltrials.gov. Anybody out there listening to clinicaltrials.gov. I want you to type in the name of your particular illness, and then in capital letters put AND, stem cells, and run it. See how many trials are being done anywhere in the United States. If you can get into that trial, my friend, it's free. And you can have the best treatment there is.
Super. And we're going to get his phone number. We've got a story. Christian, you won't believe this. He called us last week, and he was talking about his friend who was over there in the Middle East, Afghanistan or Iraq, turned the corner of a building and was like feet away from a missile, from a little missile launcher.
Mm-hmm.
It went off. It lodged the missile. It did not blow up because he was too close to it, but it lodged in his chest.
Oh.
And they pulled it out. There's a hole in his chest. It missed his heart, and he's alive.
Well, that's a miracle.
And I'm going to try to get him on the show.
Well, that's his a miracle. Friend.
Yeah. What a story that is. Yeah. Let's go to our Skype line. Bob's with us in Seattle. Go ahead, Bob.
Hello. I would like to ask Christian how my friend has got real high blood pressure, and he needs to lower it so he can get some dental work done. But my son has got his knees. He came back from Katrina, serving in Katrina in the National Guard, and his knees have just gone to hell. They've done the MRI on them, and all the cartilage in between is gone.
Jeez.
And or it seems like he's got the real rough nubs. And it's he's meeting bone to bone, and I wonder if the stem cells might be able to because he's only 29 years old. And
that's too young.
I bet the stem cells would work.
Well,
look at the Peyton Manning and what he did on his neck.
Yeah, that's in my news report, huh?
Sure
Peyton
is.
Manning, yeah, yep. and the colon,
let me ask you this: if he thinks that his son needs stem cells in the knee.
Mm-hmm.
Can you find a doctor who will do that?
Well, yeah, there was one. He just got shut down. He was in Colorado.
Well, that's what I mean. He's shut down.
Yeah, FDA shut him down. But he's got, let me try to remember exactly. I think I wrote in one of the reports on him that he had 400 patients with ligament damage and osteo and rheumatoid arthritis patients that have been without surgery, just injections of their own bone marrow stem cells. That's why I keep pushing bone marrow stem cells. And all the FDA trials that I look at, of almost 5,000, half of them, or I would say 1,500 to 1,600, are using the patient's own bone marrow stem cells, because that's what we're made from.
Extract the bone marrow stem cells, what do they do? How do they do that?
When they inject them?
When they pull them out.
They pull them out and they harvest them and then they
inject. Yeah, how do they get them first? Do they cut you open or what do they do?
No, they can take an injection. They can take it from the blood. You got bone marrow circulating in your blood.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty painless, isn't it?
No, a lot of times the procedure was to take it from the hip. That was very painful.
That's painful.
Some of the early heart failure patients, it was extracted from the hip.
You ever have a hip pointer when you're in school?
Yes,
you played football?
Football. Yeah.
That's pain. All right, back to the phones. East of the Rockies, Myron in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Myron.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, Christian. I was calling because in 2007, my daughter, she was diagnosed with ALL.
Oh, yeah.
Lou Gehrig's disease.
2 months old, and they did a lot for her and stuff. And my question is, is there a lot of alternative medicine that can be given to a cancer patient that young?
Well, I will tell you, there's a couple of trials going on. Again, I'll refer you. It's in one of my news reports, but I can't tell you which one it's in. The first.
Well, it's only one of four.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you've been doing them
four times.
Yeah. Right, okay, 16
yeah.
of them.
I don't know where anybody's going to get that information. That's what people keep writing me and tell me after they get it. They said, this information isn't available anywhere.
Why? And I've got to ask you this. You know, you've been on the program a few years here with me.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to be the only investigator, researcher, author doing anything on this. I am totally in shock.
Well, it amazes me, too, because the bottom line is there are people that really need to have a benefit of a healing. There are things out there. I mean, theoretically, you know, they don't want anybody leaving the country and going out of the country to have, they call it tourism.
Ah.
And at the same time, you know, they want you to wait. Well, it could be 20 years for a trial to complete. You know, wouldn't know what's going to end up at the result of that. But there are people who are, like Peyton Manning is one example, Terrell Owens, Jason Kidd from the NBA, who have gotten stem cells and are doing incredibly well. Even the governor of Texas, he had stem cells done in Texas. I don't know how he did it, but of course he's the governor. But he had them done, put in his back. So stem cells can literally, anybody that doesn't know, stem cells are the answer to everything.
You've never been more excited about something other than singing in your CD in all your life.
Yeah, well, I'm convinced that the whole aging process itself is a chronic breakdown of the amount of stem cells your body is releasing in the blood.
By the way, speaking of CDs, mm-hmm. what do you have in any kind of Christmas song so I can play it Friday night, the day before Christmas Eve?
Well, a lot of people like My Amazing Grace. Is that something you could play?
Is it Christmassy?
No, I may have to go in the studio and cut.
Well, I don't want you to spend a lot of time and money on that. I just need a song.
Yeah, last year we did Mary's Boy Child Jesus.
Yeah, absolutely. And your buddy, Russ Regan, called me today.
Oh, great. I saw him the other day for coffee. He's a great guy.
Rush, he built the career of Neil Diamond, Elton John, and so many other people.
And Barry White, and he named the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
He gave them their name, and he's done about 37 movies as a musical advisor.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And he's always been a good guy.
And you're a good guy.
Thank you. So are you.
Information on whatever people need, they can go to your website, myheartbook.com.
They can go to the phone number.
And you put out a great research report. You know what? I think every university should subscribe to that, and people who are concerned about stem cells and turmeric research.
You're very supportive, my friend, and I really appreciate it.
You help lives. You've helped Coast to Coast listeners. You've saved their lives. I've heard them cry, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, we'll keep doing it.
All right, my friends. Christian Wild. Up next, Anthony Sanchez joins us. We're going on the UFO highway. Stand by.